been an interesting year, hasn't it, with coronavirus and lockdowns. Who enjoyed the lockdown? Yeah, I didn't mind it, actually. I enjoy a couple of weekends off. But for me, what the lockdowns reinforced is this idea of the path of least resistance, of sitting around and doing nothing and just hanging out on the couch. Yeah? Can I get an amen? It's fantastic. My life is so busy. You know, the lockdown starts and I go, beauty. I go to work and I go home, and that's it. I want you to look at the paths on the screen there, and out of the two, which one would you take? Now, obviously, you'd say, well, Hope, which one would you take in the Barina? Would you take the dirt one or the bitumen one? What happens if you take the dirt one? You get a flat tire, that's exactly right, in the middle of nowhere, and then you ring your dad and you go, Dad, what do I do? That was Hope this week, if you're wondering. So if you've got a choice of sleeping in on the left and doing nothing, or on the right, getting up, get cracking, have a shower, go to work, do something during the day and answer God's call on your life, what would you want to do? Because I'd take the Duna Day every day. It'd be fantastic. And I'm not saying that you don't need rest. I'm not saying that you don't need Duna Days sometime. Duna Days are good. But what coronavirus has taught me, amongst a whole lot of other things, is that that left road is really, really tempting. Yeah? Yep. And we've all done Duna Days this past 6-7 months. Yes, Pauline? I think I did one last Saturday. I pretty much didn't do anything, and it was good. I live in a glass house, so I'm not going to throw stones at you about having too many Duna Days, but there's a thing that lies at the end of each of those paths. Okay? And if you put up the next slide, Geordie. These are the words of Jesus, so we've got to listen. I think he's fairly important in the Bible and fairly important in our lives. It's the Son of God or God himself. Matthew 7, 13, 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many will enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So what Jesus is saying there is that road on the left might be easy, but it's going to lead to destruction. That road on the right might be narrow, but it's going to lead to life. So you can have your Duna Day, but you know where it's going to end. Yeah? It's going to end to destruction. Probably a little far-fetched, but work with me here. I saw this video once. I was actually going to play it this morning, but it went for about 5-6 minutes and it was probably a little long. And the preacher talks about the middle road. Bet you didn't know there's a middle road. So there's the easy road and the hard road, the narrow road and the middle road. And this middle road comes into the picture, and he says, he got told off, he's a preacher, and he got told off once by people in his church, and they said, you've got to stop putting pressure on Christians. You've got to stop telling Christians that you've got a choice of those two roads, and you've got to give them the option of the middle road, because that road on the right is really, really hard. Right, Hope? Yep. You might get a flat tire. So we should accept mediocrity, and we should accept this middle road. Yeah? Not what I'm reading. I don't know what Bible you're getting that from, mate. So God gives us a choice, and the choice is the easy road or the hard road, yeah? The narrow road or the wide road. No middle road. His name's Francis Chan, if you want to look him up, if you haven't seen any of his videos before. I'm drawn back to Revelation 3:16. I'll come back to that verse a lot. God says, because you are lukewarm. Are you warm? Yeah. You are lukewarm. You are neither hot nor cold. I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. That's petrifying to me, the idea that God would say, you chose the middle road, not the hot road or the cold road. I don't want that said about me. So can we agree there's a narrow road and a wide road, an easy road and a hard road? So you have to make a choice. And it's not a choice just today. It's a choice every minute of your life. That fork there is going to appear all the time, and you've got to decide which one you want to do. Do you want a Duna Day? Or do you want to get out of bed and do something? School holidays coming up. Well, my kids are all there. I was waiting for you to go, woohoo, school holidays are coming up. Yeah, they're excited. School holidays are the best, are they? Yes? Could you imagine if you had school holidays all the time and you didn't do anything? Yeah? You're not built for it. We're not built for school holidays all the time. Sorry, Summer, Mackenzie. Not built for school holidays all the time. God's got work for us to do. And if you had holidays all the time and you didn't have goals and you didn't have direction, and you needed something that you're striving for to improve and be better at, take a look at people who are in prison and who live in prison and why they end up crushed and end up without any hope. Well done, boys. Why they end up without any hope? It's quite simply because they have nothing to strive for. It's the same every day. You go to prison, your goals, your life, your direction, your passion get taken away. That's essentially what happens in school holidays. School holidays are prison. It's parents. Can't stand school holidays. So have you got something that you're involved with? Something that you do. So ask yourself, have you got a goal that you're striving for? Not a goal for, you know, today or for next week. It might be a goal that's a longer term goal that you're living your life for. I know my kids each do. We've spoken about this. When that goal becomes part of God's will and when it becomes part of helping people, how good is it? Yeah? I find it becomes easier. I find sometimes it takes so much time, it takes so much effort, it takes money. Money I don't have. But I tell you what, it's so much easier when God's part of it. And I tell you what, the rewards you're going to get back are amazing. Put up the next slide and tell me what you see. Yeah, I only see the dogs. I see a whole lot of kids and a whole lot of dogs. Now, before you ask, two of those dogs are not ours, but the others are. I also see my reason for getting up in the morning. That's why I can't do Doona Days, because I can't afford it. Huge food bills. I see good times, and I see a whole lot of hard times too. Yeah. Raising kids is not easy. Yeah. But that's meaning. So if you want a life without meaning, if you want a life that isn't full and a life that doesn't have goals and direction, stay on the couch. Stay at home. Have a Doona Day. Yeah. Choose the wide road rather than the narrow road. And for those who've got kids, Nick, Dan, you know, look at you guys, and I'm just saying, you're blessed. Okay, there's a whole lot of people that don't have kids. That might look like some pretty shocking times. I can tell you there's a whole lot of people who'd rather be in your boots too. So thank God that he's blessed you with what he had. And we heard a little bit of that earlier. But if you don't have that, how do you get that? Well, putting the obvious aside, God's going to send things your way. Okay, he's going to send things, little things, big things, and he's going to challenge you and say, hey, you want to be part of this? I've got something for you. And you've got a choice to say yes or no. Okay, little things, big things. Sometimes it's the tiny little things. If God's not sending something your way today, okay, hope you've just finished school. Congratulations. Get off the couch. Study. Choose to study. Choose to study something else. Choose to get better. Choose to improve. Choose to do something, okay? And then God will hit you something. And you know what happened? God will hit you something. He'll say, Hope, you want to be part of this? And you'll go, hey, I can actually do that. I'm ready for it. Or you can sit at home and have a Doona Day. I want to put up on the next slide, John Kennedy. Now, I've preached from the book of Zac Efron before, and I got away with it, so I'm going to preach from the book of John Kennedy. He was the Hawthorn coach during the 1970s, quite a famous AFL coach. And this was half-time, it was, of the 1975 AFL, or VFL, sorry, at the time, grand final. And his team was getting smashed by North Melbourne. And he went into the locker room, and he tore into the players. And then he looked at one of them, and you've probably heard this on some of the AFL broadcasts, and he says, what he's written up there, at least do something. Do. Don't think. Don't hope. Do. So don't sit around on the couch. Don't be wondering what God's going to bless you with. Don't be thinking, oh, it's too hard. Do. That's the answer. Do. And you might be thinking, God doesn't put those things in front of me. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. He puts little things in front of you sometimes. I was talking to Josh during the week. Josh, do you remember it was raining? And we were driving home from basketball one night, and it was raining. And it was just a nice clear night, and then the rain came, and it was bucketing down. And we crossed over Anzac Highway, and there at the bus shelter was this bloke. I don't know who he was. Didn't look overly well-dressed. Didn't look like he'd showered recently. Looked pretty rough, actually. And the rain was bucketing down. There was no bus shelter. I said, Josh, give that guy a lift. Josh's like, really? So Josh jumps in the back, said, hey, mate, where are you going? He goes, oh, you know, only a couple of K's up the road. I said, jump in, mate, we'll give you a lift. And he got in and he's drenched top to toe and we gave him a lift. Don't think. Just do. It's the little things sometimes. And imagine if that guy then went and did that for somebody else. Or he asked the question, and he did ask this question, what'd you stop? No one else does. Just do. God's going to give you little things. Sometimes it's big things. Sometimes it's little things. Do. Pauline, remember we did the yes thing for a while? Remember the yes thing? We had this rule and we said, we're just going to say yes. If it's good, and if it's something that could help people and lead people to God, and it's good, we're going to say yes. That's some crazy, crazy things happen. We had backyard blitzes. I've listed a few. Backyard blitzes at strangers' houses. We played charity basketball games throughout South Australia. We had baby kangaroos in our lounge room. I remember playing a grand final and then driving straight to the airport to fly to Africa. I remember signing up for so many roles and responsibilities that neither of us were really up to. Yeah? It was good, wasn't it? And it's still good. Still doing it this day. I wouldn't change it for anything. I'll tell you, the challenges are incredible. There is nothing like taking on something you're not equipped for. But God called you. So you're going to say to God, you called me, but I'm not equipped for it. Interesting point. It will take your time, and it will take your effort, and it will take your money. And it might be time, effort, and money you don't think you have. But I'll tell you something. Pauline, you'll be repaid tenfold. Yeah? The bakery this year, we spoke about this last week, was a classic case. So God challenged us and said, hey, you already do bakery work during the week. I've got another night. And I'm like, no, not interested. I'm too busy. And then I put it all together. God's presenting the food. God's presenting the opportunity. He's presenting the relationships there. He's presenting the community. And he's saying, help out. How can you say no? There's little things like that that happen. Bridge builders. Jody, God tapped you on the shoulder and said, community needs you. And I know you would have said, I don't have time. I'm not the one for it. I can't do this. Why me? But you did. And the stories you said before, there's people. And those people are going to influence people, are going to influence people, and so on and so on and so on. The hilarious part about this, Dan, is today we're going to speak about Moses. Can't believe you picked Moses. Next slide. Exodus 3:1-4:17. Now, it's long, so I'm not going to read it to you, but you should know the story. That's Charlton Heston, by the way. 1956 movie, The Ten Commandments, the best movie ever made. It goes for 4 hours. If you haven't watched it, you need to. That's my little movie review for you. You don't agree? I'm not interested in Lord of the Rings. I've got Ten Commandments. I'd rather watch this again. Actually, we did watch a bit of The Lord of the Rings the other night. I think it was on last week. Yeah. So we go to Moses. Moses is living a pretty good life. I'm fast-forwarding to the point after he's left Egypt, and he's moved out to the wilderness to escape the Egyptians because he killed a soldier, and he's fled for his life. He's run across a good group of people. He's married his wife, Zipporah, and he's doing pretty well. For 40 years after he fled Egypt, he's living the good life. What is the good life? He's tending to his sheep, sitting on the couch, eating Doritos. Pretty good life. Figuratively, Doritos. And then God sets fire to a bush. Now, it's not uncommon for bushes to catch fire in a desert where it's hot. But this bush doesn't consume. It just keeps burning. And Moses goes to have a look. And God calls out to Moses. Moses, Moses. And I'm paraphrasing here, I'm skipping a little bit. Go to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. So is God calling you today to let somebody go? Is God calling you today to forgive somebody? Is God calling you today to get out and do something, to get off your couch and help somebody? Okay? Is it Michael? Michael? Or is it Jeshua? Jeshua? Who's God calling? I'm telling you, he's calling you. And if he calls your name and he calls you, you better listen, okay? Moses listened. And I just love the fact that Moses isn't sure what's going on. God says, yep, don't worry about it, mate. Pharaoh's going to say, you can take me, Israelite slaves. They're building the cities, but nah, if God calls you, you can take them. No, he knows that's not going to happen. But before he finishes his speech to Moses and tells him what to do, he says, they won't agree with you. I'll force them to do it. And they're going to shower you with silver and gold, jewelry and clothes. Now, you can imagine what Moses is thinking. What? So is God telling you, and is God challenging you to do something and telling you that the result is going to be something far bigger than anything you can imagine? This happened to me. Yeah. I still don't believe it, but I see little bits and I go, really? Okay, I'm going to say yes then. It takes a lot, they call a leap of faith. I remember being called into chaplaincy and I did so many times I said no. So I get what Moses does. So God says, let my people go. Go and tell Pharaoh. And Moses says, Jody, you remember this. Why me? I'm no one special. What makes you think I'm the one for the job? And God replies, I'll be with you. Fair enough. But they won't listen to me. Yeah, Jody? Excuses, excuses, excuses. All I'm hearing is excuses. So God says, take your staff and throw it on the ground. And the staff becomes a snake. God says, put your hand inside your cloak. His hand becomes like a leper's. He takes his hand out and it's healed. Take water from the Nile, pour it on the ground and it will become blood. Now you think at that point Moses would get it, wouldn't you? Yep. That God is clearly telling him to go, not asking him, telling him to go. And Moses does what we all do. He comes up with more excuses. Oh, but I don't talk well. I'm no good with words. I stutter and I stammer. Kids would appreciate that one. And God replies, who made mouths? You say you stutter and you stammer. You say you can't do this. I made mouths. I'll fix it. I'll give you the words. Yeah, Jody? Sounding familiar? It's familiar for me. And then Moses does what we all do. When we get challenged to things and we're asked to do things, he says, God, send someone else. And I love God's response. This is good. He gets angry. You imagine God getting angry. This bush, this voice is raging. And he goes, do you have a brother? If you can't talk, he'll speak for you. So you might think you got reasons to not do things, and you might think you can barter with God. You're going to get around it. You're going to get around it some way. And God said, you do the signs, and if you're going to give me this excuse that you can't talk, I'm going to send your brother Aaron, he's going to do the words. Yeah? Jody, I'm sure there's things you said you couldn't do. And I'm sure God sent someone else and said, they can do that bit for you. Hey? So if you've been on the couch for 40 hours, I know, Hope has, at least. But she's finished school, so... If you've been on the couch for 40 days, you've been on the couch for 40 weeks, maybe it's 40 years. And I'm not talking about the literal couch, I'm talking about a figurative couch. You've been doing the same thing for 40 years. You've been tending to your sheep, and then God comes and says, I need you to do something. How easy is it to say, why me, God? How easy is it to say, I'm not up to it? How easy is it to say, I'm stutter and I stammer? Send someone else, hey? The more you say yes to the little things, the easier it's going to get to say yes to the big things. Yeah. Hope's getting nervous at this point. Is there a physics graduate in the house? Someone who's just finished year 12 and did physics. Come on down, Hope. I need your help. Didn't you get a D+ in one of your assignments in physics? Maybe you shouldn't be speaking. Okay. We're also keenly awaiting the extra results. I want you to explain Newton's first law of inertia to everybody.
An object that is in motion will stay in motion unless an opposing force acts upon it.
Correct. Okay, that's what we've got up here. What's the second one?
F equals ma.
That's correct. Force, mass, is times acceleration. And what's the third one?
Oh, heck.
I can't remember either. Don't worry. Okay, so if you're on the... I'm going to speak loudly. I'll speak near the microphone so people at home can hear. So if you're sitting down on the couch all the time and not doing anything, how hard is it? It's going to be to get up and get going.
You can't.
Talk to the microphone.
You can't unless...
Correct, something. Unless a force acts upon you. On the converse, if you are doing a whole lot of things and you keep saying yes, how easy is it to keep saying yes?
Easy.
Easy. Correct. Thank you, Hope. Give Hope a round of applause. That's it. That's it. This is why you've got to say yes. This is why you got to say yes to the little things. You've got to say yes to that... Can't even remember the bloke's name, Josh. It was so funny. But say yes to the man on the bus shelter who's just getting drenched because it's just started raining. God's blessed you with a car. Car's got a front seat. Chuck your kid in the back. He ain't important. Yeah, so I got spares at home. That's about it. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go and pick up everybody as you drive past them because there's a safety element that comes to this. But God will put things in front of you. And you won't look to the right as you're driving down the road. For some reason, God will get you to either look at the road itself or to look to the left, and you'll see that person. You'll see that Nick spoken about, the person with the tire, flat tire on the side of the road. Help him out. It was Hope, actually, but yeah. The boys helped Hope out. They were a great help. And Hope, do you know how to change tire? She does. She's been shown. So Hope, get off the couch. School holidays are not about the couch. Or... what's going to happen? You're going to end up like that. It's going to take one almighty force to get you going. You probably heard the expression, if you need something done, you give it to a busy person. Why is that? Yeah, they'll do it. Yeah, that's why. They're used to saying yes. Yeah. They might actually be too busy, but they'll keep saying yes.
Why don't you give it to a lazy person because it's the easiest
way to do it? This is true. They won't do it well. All they'll say is no. So I want to challenge you today that the words that you've heard today, which are from God, let them be the outside force on you. Yeah? If you're that person who's on the couch and you're thinking, nah, it's too much, it's too easy to say no, I don't want to. Let God be the force on your life. Yeah? And I want you to remember that when you go to say no, hear God tapping you on the shoulder or giving you the push in the back, or sometimes it's a boot in the back saying, get up. I need you. Little things, not just big things. Often it's just little things. Excuses. Oh, some great excuses. Some of the best excuses I've heard are, you're too old or you're too young. Another one was, you're too rich or you're too poor. Often we say that one to ourselves. You're too tall. Yeah, that one often. Or you're too short. You haven't had that problem? You know who you are? You're you. God's calling you. He's not calling anybody else. He's calling you to do something. So when you go down that road and he sees that guy, and he sent the shower at that time and he sent you at that time on that road to help that bloke out. It's just, I guess you look around sometimes though and you think everyone else is on that couch eating Doritos watching Netflix. Did you actually eat Doritos and watch Netflix yesterday, kids? I think you did. Yeah? Yeah, there's a whole lot of fingers being pointed. Do you want to be, next slide please, that guy? Or do you want to have a life full of blessings you cannot imagine? I look sometimes and I see people who are supposedly living the great life and they've got all these things. Often they know a lot of people and they can walk in doors and people just let them in because they know who they are. Those people are the people that aren't doing that. So you can have that life or you can have a life full of blessings. And you say, how do I get the blessings? You bless other people. You say yes to God and you give and you give and you give. And Pauline, I read in the Bible, it actually doesn't say tenfold. It actually says 30-fold, 60-fold and 100-fold. Do you think we've been repaid for the things we've done 100-fold? I don't know if we're quite up to 100 yet, but I'll tell you, we're on the way. Absolutely on the way. And the kids will tell stories. We get access to things and that other people can't get. But it's from giving. Giving opens doors, it opens opportunities. Say yes. Or be that guy. Mind you, I love the way the chips just fall into his mouth. It's fantastic. So you're too young. I've been too young. I joined my first executive board at the age of 20. Now, I'm not saying that was a great idea. It just happened, or God arranged it. And I made some big, big mistakes as a 20-year-old. But I learned. I've been too poor. Hard to believe for somebody as immaculately dressed as I am. But I wore one of my dad's suits to a job interview. It wasn't good. hope Dad doesn't hear this. Dear old Dad. It wasn't a good suit. It was, I reckon, 20, maybe 30 years old when I wore it. The shoes I wore at that job interview were my shoes from school. After being unemployed for 8 months, I had cardboard in the soles. I rode my bike to that job interview. Couldn't afford a car. I got the job. I'm still working there. That's actually the story of my job interview, Nick. Yeah. Dad's suits, cardboard in the soles of the shoes, bike. And I got the job. I've been poor. When God calls you, though, say yes. And it might cost you a little bit of money, but I tell you what, you're going to get paid back. And it might surprise you, I've been too tall. As a matter of fact, I've been too tall sometimes. People say it's a problem. No, it's not. God called me. Tall's okay. Not tall's okay too. That's what variety's about. God doesn't want all the tall people doing everything. I can't reach the bottom shelf in the supermarket. I need not tall people. So if it honours God, do it. Yes? Don't think. Do. Thank you, Paul. It might be opening the door for somebody. It's that simple, okay? Kids, might be saying hi to the nerdy dude at school that nobody likes. Even worse, might be hanging out with him at recess. Yeah, Mackenzie? Got a nerdy school, a nerdy person at school that nobody likes? Tomorrow, say hello to him. Hang out with him. Let him be the cool kid for the day. Yeah, it's difficult. But if it honors God, don't think, do. I was that nerdy kid at school, if I just digress for a minute. And the cool kid, I started the new school and I was the nerdy kid. And the cool kid school, the cool footballer, saw that I was pretty clever with spelling bees. And he said, you're my mate, we can hang out. And from that day on, I never had any problems at school. You can do that to people at your school. There are people at your school that are loners. There are people at your school that don't have friends. Be their friend. So God's calling you guys to do today. Lend a hand to your neighbour. If your neighbour hasn't got enough money, help them. There are a lot of people who are struggling this year. Help them out. Did God say you had to be a certain age? No, I don't think so. Did God say you had to have a certain income? Did God say you had to be a certain height? I hope so. It'll help. But he didn't. He said, I want you. Okay? And he'll say, I don't have a past. So this one always comes up. Okay, God didn't call the perfect. Who did he call? Who were in the disciples? Fishermen, tax collectors. They weren't good people. Tax collectors were not noble tax collectors at the time. You reckon Moses didn't have a past? Moses murdered an Egyptian soldier. And think about this for a second. He murdered an Egyptian soldier. He fled, thinking that he was going to be killed for doing it. And then God says, hey, dude, go back and tell Pharaoh, who's in control of the biggest empire in the world, I want my people back, and you got to go and do it. And he'll know, of course, that you murdered one of those soldiers. Moses had every excuse in the world not to go. Okay? God's going to use your pasts at some times to witness to other people. There is nothing like helping someone who's going through a particularly difficult issue and you say, you know what? I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told anybody else before. I did that too. I made that same mistake. And that moment is something incredibly special. But you can't do that if you're perfect. And I've had that happen. I've had that happen where someone was struggling with deeply personal issues and I can go, man, you know what? Me too. Yep, me too. God doesn't want the perfect. So your past doesn't matter. Your past is your past and your now is your now. You are who you are. If the musicians could come. Next slide. There's my main man, Charlton Heston, and Yul Brynner, who was playing the role of Pharaoh. Look at that picture for a second. Just looks like a picture from a movie, but I want you to think about it for a second. So that's the dude that murdered the soldier. That's his brother Aaron, because he can't speak. So his brother Aaron does the speaking for him on the right. And that's the Pharaoh's kids. And there's all the armed guards. And they're ready to knock this dude out. And he approaches the throne boldly and says, I am sent me. Let my people go. And we worry about sometimes the little things that God calls us to do. Look at that picture. God's going to call you to do some big things. He's going to call you to do a lot of little things too. And you're the one that God's calling. I don't know why he calls different people sometimes. I would call the best all the time. I think the best would probably do a better job. They wouldn't be calling me, that's for sure. But God calling you to do things. Lord, we thank you for the story of Moses. We're enough. And we're the ones you want. And we've got a world that needs us. Or should I say really, really needs us. Help us to decide today, I don't want that life of that couch. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be more. I want to give, 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 give. And I want those blessings to come back 10-fold, 20-fold, 100-fold. Help us, Lord, to say yes to the small things. Doesn't matter if we're young or old, we're rich or poor, tall or not so tall. Be that force in our lives, Lord. Push us in the back. Kick us in the ribs. Help us to say yes. Help us to take a chance and to trust, Lord, you're with us. Your word says it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth with me. So everywhere we go, you're with us. That makes it easier. And if God's with us, we can be Moses. Amen.